something is happening to Xbox Cloud Gaming. You know, previously we discussed how users were discovering longer than usual wait times when trying to access video games via xCloud. However, now that Starfield has launched, it seems like that problem has just been exacerbated, with some users reporting 200 minutes, 145 minutes, or even in some cases, 235 minute wait times. I mean, even in our comment section, both on YouTube and on TikTok, you see comments that are flooding us with stories of 245 minutes, 250 minutes, 150 minutes, 210, 165, 110, and probably the most absurd wait time of them all, 300 minutes. I mean, one of the selling points of cloud gaming is instant access. With cloud gaming, you don't have to wait for installs or updates. You just click a game and you're instantly playing. But when you got wait times of 300 minutes, I mean, you gotta wonder, what's the benefit? I mean, in that situation, even with the worst of internet speeds, I've got to imagine you can install a game like Starfield a whole lot quicker than 300 minutes. Just to explain how absurd 300 minutes is, with that amount of time, you could watch both Star Wars A New Hope and Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back and still have an extra 45 minutes to spare, which most likely you would probably use to question, how did Anakin not recognize C-3PO? Like, I understand there's other human protocol droids out there, but like, he built C-3PO by hand. You're telling me he doesn't recognize his own creation? Anyway, back to Xbox. Now, we did reach out to Xbox for a statement on this ongoing issue. However, at the time of filming this video, we had not heard back from them. And I want to make it clear, this isn't just like, hey, we want to comment. Like, I sent some very key issues that I'd like to hear from Xbox on. Number one, is Microsoft working to address these extended wait times? Two, does Microsoft have a time frame for when cloud gaming access will return to normal? Three, and it's probably something we should have known already, but like, what is normal? What is an acceptable wait time in the eyes of Microsoft when it comes to cloud gaming? And of course, the fourth question I asked was like, will Xbox embrace something that other cloud gaming platforms are doing and adding tiers where, you know, you get front of the line access, a fast pass, if you will. Cloud gaming platforms like GeForce Now already do this. And granted, while I'm not the biggest fan of this strategy, it's clearly working for them. But you know, one of the things that I keep coming back to, and I find this fascinating, is like, when you're talking about wait times, especially with cloud gaming, yes, you have them with GeForce Now. I've never seen them with Amazon Luna. But more specifically, when Stadia still existed, I never had a wait time on that platform. And I use that thing like daily. Like, when I opened up a game on Google Stadia, it booted right up and it was ready to go. And I posted about this on X, but this whole situation has kind of raised like an interesting question. Like, was the fact that Stadia never had wait times a sign of just how good Google's cloud gaming technology was? Or was it just a sign of how very few people were using Stadia to begin with? Because with Xbox Cloud Gaming, wait times didn't become an issue until Fortnite arrived on Xbox Cloud Gaming, which is clearly an extremely popular game that drove a lot of traffic to the servers. When you combine Starfield with the problems they were already facing with a game like Fortnite, it's only going to exacerbate the problem. So in a way, it's kind of understandable that the servers might be getting overrun right now. That being said, it's not acceptable. And that's why I'm extremely interested to see what Xbox has to say on this one. And we will definitely make a follow-up video as soon as we hear from Microsoft. So please, if anything changes, keep your eye here on the channel. We'll make sure to post another video right after this one.
Are you listening?